You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. As always, first up, let's get you started with some trading ideas from our experts over at SMC Global Securities.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
First up, CMEC Limited is a buy. Target 307 rupees, stop loss at 249, return potential here is 13%. Berger Paints India Limited is a buy, target 315 rupees, stop loss at 265 rupees, return potential here is 11%. Jyoti Laboratories Limited is a buy, target 271 rupees, stop loss at 215 and return potential is 5%. For more details on these stocks, do check out the other podcast that comes up in just a bit. That's Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. Now, the market yesterday staged a smart recovery led by short coverings, but Nifty did fail to close above its crucial level of 10,700 towards the end of the session. It did, though, manage to scale the 50 and 5 demo. Now, Nifty did form an inside bar kind of pattern on the daily candlestick chart yesterday, which suggests that a change in the trend could be in the offing. Now, the index is still stuck in a narrow kind of a range, and a close above 10,736 or 785 could take Nifty to the higher levels. On the other hand, strong support is placed at 10,603 as well as 10,550. Things could shift on the downside if trade tensions between the US and China escalate. Now, the US market today will remain shut on account of Independence Day holiday. A trade below the 10,550 level can trigger a correction to levels around 10,440 and then downwards towards 10,630. Now, the RSI is also oscillating between a range of 37 and 62, which indicates that the bias could remain sideways in the short term. The volatility index also ended down by 2.7% or so at 13 and trading at the lower end of the range, which indicates indecisiveness amongst the bulls and the bears. Now, the rupee overcame early weakness to trade 14 paise higher at the time when the equity markets closed. The market breadth was also positive with an advanced decline ratio of 1.08:1. PSU banks yesterday weren't really helped by the government's resolution plan, and both the PSU banks and the private ones closed lower. The shining stars in yesterday's session were, though, the pharma and IT sectors, which gained about 1-2%. Now, if you look at the institutional activity, FIIs sold shares worth 1,043 crore rupees, whereas DIIs bought shares worth 278 crores, according to provisional data. Moving on in the podcast to some of the cues to track today. The leading stock exchange, that is BSE, will delist as many as 222 companies today, as trading in their shares has remained suspended for over 6 months. Now, this move comes at a time when authorities are clamping down on shell companies, listed as well as unlisted ones, for being allegedly used as conduits for illicit fund flows. Promoters of these delisted companies will be required to purchase the shares from public shareholders as per the fair value determined by the independent valuer appointed by the BSE. Now, in a circular, the BSE said, and we quote from there, 210 companies that have remained suspended for more than 6 months would be delisted from the platform of the exchange with effect from July 4th, 2018, pursuant to the order of the delisting committee of the exchange, unquote. Further, it also said that six firms, Asian Electronics, Bidla Power Solutions, Classic Diamonds India Limited, Innovative Industries, Paramount Print Packaging, and SVOGL Oil and Gas Energy, that have been compulsorily delisted by the National Stock Exchange, would also be delisted from the BSE. On to some technical information on this podcast. Nifty has formed, like I said, an inside bar kind of pattern on the daily charts. It recovered 70 points from the day's low to close above its 50 demo of 10,694. Now, despite the recovery, the index is still in favor of the bears, according to experts, who add that it needs to close above the 10,736 level to show some strength. The three levels to watch out for, 10,660, 10,770 and 10,835. Maximum call open interest, 11,000, followed by 10,800 strikes. Now, maximum put open interest, 10,600 followed by 10,500 strikes. Stocks with a high delivery percentage, Tata Communications, Wipro, HDFC and Dabur India are among those. 85 stocks saw long build-up. Just Dial, KPIT Tech, Exide Industries and Cipla are among those. 38 stocks saw a short build-up. Vedanta, OFSS, Bata India and Torrent Power are among those. And with that, it's a wrap on this podcast that's called Morning Walk Down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great day.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.